Hey guys, welcome back to Marriage and Martinis. This is Anna and Danielle. Say hi.
Hello.
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 We have a bonus episode for you.
Yay. Yeah, this is so
just
fun.
A quick, fun, like, episode for the week, an extra one.
I think so.
Yeah. So we're going to play a game. This is Would You Rather?
Mm-hmm. Right? It's a very popular game now with kids and, yeah.
So we came up with our own Would You Rather for each other. We have no idea what each other is going to ask or say or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just, do you want to get into it or do you want
to? Well, I was going to maybe do a few reviews, read a few reviews because, you know, people have been taking the time to review, which is so amazing. And thank you so much. And these mostly are not people we know. Our moms may have reviewed. Which I think they both like. I think they're both into it. They both like it. Yeah.
Think so.
My dad, I think your dad
disowned us.
No, he's super proud of us, but he knows that there are certain episodes I will not let him listen to.
No, he's a good guy.
Okay, so the first one I want to read is by Michelle Lynn 1986, and Michelle and I have been in touch on Instagram, and she's been the most amazing supporter, and she had her husband listen, and she and I have been in touch on Instagram and on Facebook and everything, and she's just this super cool person who I wouldn't have met otherwise, who I met, and you know, we chat and she comments and it's just great. So she says on iTunes, absolutely my favorite podcast. Danielle and Adam are an amazing couple. Well, that's a little bit you know, but thank you for that. Who are so honest. Yes, we are. And open, and I love it. Makes me feel like I'm not alone in this crazy life of marriage, kids, and more. Love you guys.
Thanks.
So thank you, Michelle. You're awesome, and we really appreciate it, and we're so happy to have met you. And thank you for your continued support. It's incredible. And then we have a Nanny B Nails. N-A-N-I-B Nails.
Nails.
Yeah. And first she says, for never having listened to any podcast before, I couldn't be happier with my first experience. And then she edited it. She said, I spent the better part of my day binging on all of the episodes.
Wow.
And I feel like a lot of people are saying, you know what? I turned on the podcast and then I couldn't turn it off. Like they binge listen for we're being binged.
Wow, that's so
amazing.
Bizarre.
So cool. Yeah. And then Jenna Benna 85 says, while I'm not married, I'm in a long-term relationship with my living boyfriend. I relate to a lot of the topics you guys have covered, and I have laughed, cried, sometimes cringed, and nodded my head in agreement. So thank you so much.
Good for you, Jenna.
Yes.
Thank you.
And one more.
Oh.
Mommy of two, I think it's supposed to say blue-eyed babes. And she and I have also been in touch, and she's super cool. And she says, you two crack me up. I've been listening to you guys while I get things done around the house. Don't even realize how long it takes me to clean. Love how honest and relatable you guys are. Keep it up.
What's her name?
Mommy of two blue-eyed babes.
Mommy of two blue-eyed. Can you please chime in to what you do around the house all day?
Oh, my God.
I would love to hear that.
No, she and I are going to now kill you together.
I want to hear what she
does. We're going to be in a documentary in about a month about how we killed Adam Silverstein. Yes. How should we do it? How should we do it?
Yeah.
Wood chipper?
What is this, Fargo?
Yes. You know, poisoning. You let me know. I'm up for anything.
How about a scissor in the ear? Remember what movie that's from?
Happy Birthday to Me.
No, I don't even know what that is.
Oh, that's the scariest movie I ever saw.
Throw Mama Scissor from the Train.
I don't remember that movie.
No,
I know it. I watched it, but I don't remember it. Okay.
All right. Let's play the game.
Let's play the game.
Guys, yes. Keep bringing
what
the
What do
reviews
I win if,
by
if I
the
win?
Way.
What do we win if we win?
Sex.
How do we I don't want to win sex. How do we know if we won?
I think we'll be able to figure it out.
Will we?
Yeah. I think
okay.
so.
All right, I want to know, number one, who has the better questions.
Okay.
And number two, who has better answers.
Okay.
And number
I think we should let everybody else decide.
How do we do that?
Well,
all right, Instagram or something?
Let us know, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Email us, Instagram us, mm-hmm. Facebook us, mm-hmm. tweet us, mm-hmm. twirt us, whatever the hell these things are.
And, I mean, can some of your questions be played at home, too, or are they, like, specifically for me? Like, can people
no,
at home?
Totally.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Totally. I mean, like, I geared these towards you, but they're good enough for like...
Yeah, I was going to say, mine can definitely enough, be played with husbands at home, like, or wives or whatever. Like, you can definitely play this at home. So if you're sitting at home right now, drinking a glass of wine, or you're together in the car commuting somewhere or going somewhere, mine can absolutely be played.
No, this is... As long as you're, you know, married or kids or, you know, like, these will relate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? It's funny. I don't even... I didn't do anything with kids.
No, me either.
Oh, good.
No, I don't need anything with kids.
Okay, fine.
Right. Okay, who's going first? Sure. Go for it.
Mm-hmm. Number one. Mm-hmm. Would you rather... Mm. You know, I had a little... I struggled a little bit to learn how to play this game because I never did before.
It's hard.
Yeah. So
complicated.
I just want to make sure
I did this. Pick one or the other.
Right.
That's fucking hard.
I just wanted to make sure I did it correctly.
Okay.
So, would you rather go on a perfect vacation? Okay.
You're going to be horrible at this. I know it.
Or?
Yeah. A perfect vacation. Oh, my perfect vacation.
Yeah, your perfect vacation.
Okay, wait. I'm picturing right now Bali glass bottom house.
Right.
Okay.
Would you rather go on a perfect vacation or... throw your crap and garbage all over the garage so I have to clean it up and curse you the entire time I'm cleaning.
Oh, so this is how we're going to play this game.
I don't know how to do this. Is that right?
Oh, my God. No? Is that how you did this game?
No. Oh. That was my little funny.
Really?
Okay. Ready?
Wait. By the way, I was walking in our garage today, and there's plenty of shit that's yours in there, too.
None.
Bullshit.
What?
Tell me bullshit. Tell I want to do a YouTube a video of walking through there and knowing. Okay. Yeah, I want to do that.
Fine. I dare you.
Oh my God. It was not all my. First of all, most of it's our kids' shit, which is not my shit. It's our kids' shit, which means both of us own it. Motherfucker.
All right.
It's not like I leave tampons all over the garage.
There were a couple.
Yep. Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Would you rather have a 3-night getaway with anyone of your choice?
Wait, can you stop so I can picture a 3-night getaway?
3 nights away.
Are we talking man or woman?
Doesn't matter. 3 nights away with anyone you want. Anyone.
Okay.
History, current,
whatever. Okay, I have somebody in mind.
Mm-hmm. Or a 3-night getaway with me. But, because I know that's an easy choice, but if you choose the other people, we cannot go away for 2 years.
Can I still go away by myself for 2 years?
No.
Fuck.
So you can go away with anyone that you want for 3 nights. Mm. Or...
anyone. Celebrity.
Anyone. Dead, alive, celebrity, family, anyone. You cannot.
But, sorry, so I'm not going away again for 2 years
for
after that.
For 2 years after that.
Shit.
Nowhere. You're
That's
home
hard.
For 2 years.
I'm home. Okay, so I can either go away for 3 nights with the person of my choice.
Yep.
I have a few people in mind.
Yep.
Or I can. I mean, I would say, yeah, you. I mean, I have to say, being on vacation
selfishly,
with you.
Because if anything,
No. I have to say, like, I. Listen. I love you all the time, even when I hate you. But you're super fun on vacation.
Yeah, I think
so. Yeah, you really are. You're super fun on vacation. We have the best time when we're away.
Yeah.
As much as I would love to go away like and experience it with somebody else, no, 100% you.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Like, I love going on vacation with you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, especially without the kids.
I think it's the 2 years thing that put you...
Well, that probably put me over the edge.
Yeah.
But you're super fun to go away with. Yeah. I always say that to people. Like, you're extremely fun to go away with. Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather lose your sense of feeling during sex?
I have this one.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear to God.
Wait, what's your second part?
Should I say it?
Yeah, lose your sense of feeling during sex or...
your sense of taste.
Ah! Shut up.
Yeah.
This is the exact same question I had. High five. Really? I can't believe that. I swear to God, we had no interaction. Isn't that funny that we equate sex, both of us? Like that's the deal breaker for us is food?
Yeah.
I think food and sex with us are kind of like intertwined. Well, when we're in New York and we go out for like a really good meal, and then you have to come back and have sex.
Right.
Because you had a really good meal.
It's the same thing.
Shit. So which would you pick? Oh, fuck. See, this now it's really bad.
No, well, oh, so I go
first. Wait, so how long is this for? Is this forever?
I didn't go there.
Okay, me either. That's so funny that we get the exact same question.
All right, so would you... All right. So I put it as, would you rather lose your sense of feeling down there or your sense of taste?
Oh, well, in a lot of ways, I would love to lose my sense of feeling down there.
What?
Well, not for sex.
That's what I meant. That's a sexual... Oh.
But, like, I don't want to feel like I... Okay. Yeah. Let's go start. Yeah. Right. Okay.
That's really
tough. Yeah, that's
tough.
Really hard.
Yeah.
That's really hard.
But you know what? Let's come back to that.
Okay. Okay, what's your next one?
Okay. Wait. No, you should go because we didn't really get to answer that.
Okay. Would you rather be famous for being the first man to walk on Mars or the first man to time travel?
Oh, time travel.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Wait, what? What is your... I mean, you're so obsessed with planets.
I know, but I'm more obsessed with time travel.
Okay, so where would you travel to? What time period would be first, Doc?
Wait, am I going back or...
I don't know. Forth? Just the first time to try... just time travel. Where would you go? And what would you want to be seeing?
I think I'd have to go to the future.
Okay.
Like hundreds of years. Hundreds, thousands, maybe 100,000 years. Like,
yeah, but what if there's nothing here? And you go and you're the only one there.
Well, I can't come back.
Oh, I hadn't gotten that far. Yeah, you can't come back. No, I don't care.
Right.
Sure.
All right, it doesn't matter. We're just answering questions.
All right, so where would you go? Like on Earth? On another planet? Where are you going?
What, time traveling?
Yeah.
Well, if I'm time traveling, I'm staying on Earth. But if I'm going...
Oh, why?
But you can't time travel to another planet.
You can't?
No, it doesn't work that way.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. Okay.
Yeah. Can you see a DeLorean on another planet? Ooh. No.
I'm not sure I believe in other planets.
All right, listen, if you want to get nerdy again...
No, I don't want to get nerdy.
Then
I just
go
want,
to the next question.
Can you just please fucking hurry it up and tell me where you would, what you would do?
I just said.
Okay, so a couple thousand years, what, on Earth?
Yeah, a couple thousand years.
And what do you think it's going to be like?
Honestly? Mm-hmm.
Why are you looking at your paper like you have the answer on there?
I don't have the answer. I kind of don't want to get into it.
Oh, it's too depressing.
No, it's not depressing. It's too nerdy. It's too topical. It's too political. It's
can
too
you in four words answer too, what it would be like? Four adjectives.
Much better than now.
Oh, really?
That's
okay.
Four words. All right, let me go. Okay. All right, listen, I could do a podcast. Like not one episode, but a whole podcast thing about that.
Well, of course.
So I don't even want to try to start giving 5 minutes into it.
Okay.
All right. So here's my question for you.
Okay.
Would you rather only need 4 hours of sleep a night to be completely refreshed?
Okay.
But you have to be in bed by 9 o'clock every night.
My dream is to be in bed by 9 o'clock every
okay,
night.
Okay, so you can never go out. You can never go to a wedding. You can never go
but is that an acceptable excuse that, like, does everybody know that I have to be in bed by 9 o'clock? Because that would be fabulous if I was like, I'm sorry, I can't come to your wedding.
Oh,
I have to be
so
in bed by 9 o'clock.
Is that you have to be in bed by 9?
Well, but
so
they
I
know
get a
that.
Good night's sleep? Like,
but then what the fuck is your question?
Okay, so my question is...
Yeah, if I go to bed at 9 o'clock every night, I'm going to have a good night's sleep.
Okay, but if everybody else goes to bed at 12 and gets up at 8, they get a good night's sleep. So it's not like you can use an excuse of, I need a good night's sleep because I get 4 hours of sleep. So no, there's no excuse.
Oh, so I'm basically like saying fuck you to everybody
yeah.
and going to bed at 9 o'clock yeah. at night. Oh, that's stupid. No, no, that's not how this works.
Wait a minute. Yes, it is.
It has to be something that you can get away with.
You can get away with it.
Not really. Okay.
No.
No. No, that's not no.
Okay,
no,
so no. You wouldn't choose the four nights, four
I mean, listen,
hours
there are
sleep.
Days when I have to get through having 4 nights sleep anyway, so.
But, no, but you would get 4 hours of sleep every night and wake up completely perfect.
No, I can't do that.
Okay.
No, I can't go to bed at 9 o'clock. Who's going to pick my kids up at 12? You? No.
Where are they at 12?
Well, they will be. They're going to be teenagers soon. I can't do that.
They're still going to be living here?
God. Okay. You're terrible at this game. I knew this was not going to be good. Okay. Yeah. Would you rather have a personal chef, like an amazing chef, like a, you know, what's his name? Who? French Laundry.
Thomas Keller.
Thomas Keller. Like a Thomas Keller, like who, like, comes at your beck and call. Mm-hmm. I mean, not comes at your beck and call, but right. is here at your beck and call.
Well, with that food, I might make that
right,
happen.
Exactly. Who will make incredible food for you at every meal.
Okay.
Coffee, the most amazing coffee you ever had. Mm-hmm. He just knows how to make, like, amazing coffee. Sushi, smoothies, your stupid fucking protein shakes that mm-hmm. you make. Like, everything made for you, ready for you, out the door.
Yep.
Or a personal handyman. Someone who at any moment will change light bulbs for you.
Chef.
Pull our...
That's not even a question.
What?
Done.
Oh, my God. I thought for sure you were going to say landscaper. I mean, like a handyman who will, like, pull our weeds, do mow our lawn, do
you
everything.
You think I give a shit about weeds versus, like, the best food of my life?
Really?
Are you... Do you know me?
I mean, I thought that for sure, like, to not have to change light bulbs or filters or, like, to go downstairs and check what's wrong with the central vac or, like, I thought...
Fuck that. I'd rather eat, like, gourmet food every day. Are you kidding? That's, like, not even a question.
But don't you think also that part of the fact of having gourmet food is, like, that we can't eat it all the time? Like, don't you think it'll be not as exciting if you can eat it at any...
different every day. It's whatever I want.
Right, but you're going to be so spoiled that it's not going to be exciting to you anymore.
Or
like going to New York to you is no longer going to be exciting.
No, because restaurants are an experience too. Like the experience of being there and
okay.
the whole... Mm-hmm. Although, you know what? Maybe I would get bored of...
Yeah, I feel like you, like, the half the fun of the food is going and, like, knowing that we've, you know, you've eaten my cooking or something.
What cooking?
Not even.
Right. Yeah, so maybe after a year I might be like, again? Like.
I feel like a handyman for you. I mean, for me, I want the handyman for sure because there's lots of light bulbs that need to be changed that you don't do and shit like that.
Yeah, because I'm sick of people leaving lights on.
So all right, well, that's every parent. There's not a parent out there who is not sick of their kids.
So I don't think the handyman thing is significant enough for me to choose over the food.
Really?
No.
What? I'm shocked. I thought this is a stupid question. He's going to pick handyman.
Really?
I want to know what, yeah, if guys out there, which would you pick?
No, because I don't mind doing the basics, but no, I'm going
okay.
food.
Okay,
yeah.
okay.
Yeah. All right, okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Don't answer this too involved because we're doing this again.
I don't know what that means.
You'll understand.
Okay.
Would you rather... This is a quick answer. Don't...
Okay. I can't... I don't know if I can.
Not be a stay-at-home mom.
What does that mean? You need to be more involved
with
that.
Have a full-time job.
Okay. But what kind?
We split everything at home 50-50. Okay, this is like your dream world.
Yeah,
okay?
I know, but it's my dream world. That will never happen.
Okay, listen, this is
okay
theoretical. Okay, we split everything 50-50. We both work the same hours. We both go to work.
But what's my job? That's huge. Am I working at the DMV or am I like a fucking do I get to like blog and do whatever I want?
You leave the house. You go to work.
I blog at Starbucks.
All right. This is tough. You're making this too difficult.
Well, what do you want me to say if you're like saying to me that I have to be like my job is to clean toilets at the rest stop? No, I don't want to do that.
Fine. Pick any one job that you've already had previous to today.
Okay. So high school teacher. High school English teacher.
High school English teacher.
Okay. Yes, I would do that again.
You would do that again.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a split everything 50-50 versus the way things we have today.
Ooh. But I get the extra income.
Well, you're working.
Yeah.
You know, you have a profession.
And you're going to do 50-50.
50?
Wow.
50 with the kids and the house and that thing.
How about 60-40? You 60, I'm 40.
No.
Ooh, it's hard.
We're both working full time. We're both taking care of
I can't. The 50-50 to me, I almost can't even imagine it.
Me either. I can imagine you working full time as a teacher today.
Oh, my God.
Can you?
No, because you're the 50-50. That's
okay,
why.
So I'm just Where you agree.
If you're going to be like for real 50-50 and you're putting them to bed and you're doing homework with them and you're doing all that stuff. Yep. Yes, I would go back to work.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, 100%.
I call bullshit.
Okay. Okay.
I call such bullshit.
Okay, there's
on that.
No way you would do 50-50.
There's no way you would go back to teaching.
Yes, sir. If you did 50-50, for sure. I miss my friends from teaching so much.
I am blown away.
Oh, 100%.
This is like your question to me. Where I thought the complete opposite.
There's no way. Because I know there's no way you would do 50-50.
But I answered this question because I know there's no way you'd go to teaching.
Because there's no way you do 50-50.
Oh, my God. I'm blown away.
Okay. Well, that's all right.
All right. Good.
Okay.
Next.
Okay. Are you willing to do 50-50?
No.
I know.
Are you willing to work as a teacher?
Not if you don't do 50-50.
Don't put that on me. If I did 50-50, you would go back to teaching.
Yes, I would. 50-50. But you would never do 50-50.
Can you outline to me what 50
you're
going to
get up with them at 6 o'clock every morning, or you're going to get up at 5:30 to take the dogs for a hike and everything, and then you're going to...
But you are too. We both are. We're both doing all this.
Right.
No, everything that you're asking me to do, you're doing. We're both doing everything.
Except
the
here's
same.
The deal. I'm getting up and going to work 2 hours before you because the school that I work at starts at 6. Like, I have to be there at 6:30.
Okay.
You don't have to be at work until almost 9.
Okay.
And then I come home and I have probably 5 hours of grading to do.
Well, that's your job. I mean, and then I have my job. So we both have our jobs. You have to fulfill your job.
No, I don't think 50-50 works.
I have to fulfill my
job. No, doesn't work.
And then we 50-50 at home.
Well, your 50-50 is your home from work at 7:30 and you're done. My job is I have 36 papers to grade.
All I said was that we both have
a
job.
No, it would never work. It would never work.
No, of course it wouldn't.
No, never.
Go.
Okay.
Next.
And all you people who do it.
God bless you guys.
God bless you. okay. So here's a good one.
Okay.
Would you rather have to go on a soul-searching retreat with Oprah? Like a weekend where you go and you have to make, like deep conversation.
Yeah, I choose the other.
Listen to self-help lectures, write in a journal, meditate, like all that stuff, like do some serious self-reflection.
Okay.
Or
yep.
Do you want to go, would you go away for a weekend with the Kardashians? So you're clubbing, you have to listen to them talk, you have to like be on camera, Oprah. Like a reality show. Really?
Oprah.
Really?
Yep. In a second.
Tell me why. You hate the Kardashians that much, huh?
I don't even know the Kardashians. I don't know it. I've never seen it. I don't know them.
Okay.
I've never seen them.
Okay.
You said clubbing, you said all that shit, which for
millennial right, speak, yeah.
For me, done. No way.
Okay.
But a little bit of soul searching. Maybe it could help me.
Maybe, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, for me, going away with Oprah sounds like a dream come true.
I don't know anything about Oprah. I have nothing against her.
How do you not know any? Like, I'm your wife.
Well, because I watch Jerry Springer.
But you know how much I love her.
Okay.
So and you respect me.
I was watching, sort of. I was watching Jerry Springer. You were watching Oprah. Mm-hmm. No, but for real, I got nothing against her. I don't know her.
Okay.
Maybe she'll be good for me.
100% should be good for you.
Okay, so then I choose that over the fucking Kardashians.
I love Oprah. Okay, yeah, I would do anything to go away for a week.
Honestly, I couldn't even pick them out of a lineup. I don't know who they are.
Okay.
But it sounds awful.
Okay,
yeah. Go ahead. All right.
Uh-huh.
Ready for this one?
Yeah.
This is a good one.
Okay.
Would you rather... I came up with this all by myself.
I'm so proud of you. A simmental, a mazel tov, a mazel tov.
All right, for all three of you out there who know what she was just talking about... Would you rather travel to the past and correct our mistakes? Or...
That's very vague.
Or travel to the future and correct the mistakes we're going to make?
Oh, my God. That is the most vague and dumb question.
I think that's an incredible question.
But, like, that's... What?
Would you rather go to the
past... That's the dumbest question ever.
Listen, would you rather go to the past... And
so isn't the past going to correct the future?
All right, listen. No, don't try to sound
No, but you sound... Okay, but that's dumb.
Would you rather go to the past and fix all the mistakes that we've made up until now? Would you rather go to the past and amend anything.
Okay, so
that's
no
happened.
Slavery, no Holocaust.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, what do you expect me to do?
I'm talking about us, our marriage.
Oh, you didn't Are you kidding me? You didn't say that for 1 second.
Would you rather travel to the past and correct our mistakes?
Our? I thought you meant like as a fucking country.
No. Us.
As a civilization, as Jews, as
you.
Women, as
Listen.
Human beings. What?
All right. Let's start over.
Yeah, please.
You fucking idiot.
No, that was dumb. Our.
Yeah,
our could be. There's all kinds of out.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Our marriage. Would you rather travel to the past?
Oh, I didn't know what you were saying. Oh, the past. Past, 100%.
Would
past.
You rather travel to the past and correct the mistakes we've made together as a unit, couple, thing, or travel to the future and correct any mistakes that we might possibly
that's
make?
That's easy. Oh, I can't wait for you to listen back to this episode.
Okay.
Because you did not make that clear at all.
All right.
Yes. No. The past. 100%.
Okay. I thought that was gonna be a good question.
I mean, although the past has made us who we are today.
Right. Exactly. So you'd have to correct every mistake we've ever made.
And that might,
past.
But that might fuck us up.
Huh?
But the future, I feel like the mistakes were. Well, I don't know what. But how do I know what the future holds?
That's the question.
Oh. I mean, you fucked up so much
I
in the
know
past.
You have.
Really?
No, you fucked up in the future.
I guess the future. What do you mean I fucked up? I fucked up a lot in the future.
Yes, you did.
You already saw it. Yeah, I'm sure.
So what should you do?
It's like when I have dreams about you cheating on me.
Right.
I'm like, I wake up and I'm like, motherfucker. And you're like, I didn't do anything.
All right, pick one. Quick.
Future. Future.
Really?
Yeah. Future.
Wow.
I think the past made us who we are.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
That was a good question once you finally understood it.
Once you finally explained it.
Right.
Stupid.
I have to explain
okay.
our.
Here we go. Would you rather have to do a strip show in front of all of our friends,
okay.
like a Chippendale style strip show down to your
thong? Or?
Thong. Well, maybe more.
Okay.
A strip like naked.
Yeah.
Or. Be a phone sex operator for a day.
I would do both.
Really?
Sure.
Well, look at you, confident.
Confident
Charlie. Wait, really?
Yeah.
First of all, you would never be a phone sex operator ever.
No, never.
Right. But so what?
Doesn't bother me. Like.
Wait a minute.
All right, ready?
No, I'm not ready.
Hello? What are you wearing?
No. You're no.
I don't care. Like, it doesn't
no,
bother me.
No, it doesn't. You have never once been able to talk dirty to me. One night in our entire marriage, you talked dirty to me. One night.
Yeah, but it's over the phone. Like, what do I care?
I'll What's the difference? We're in the dark. What do you care?
I don't know.
So you're going to be a phone sex operator or some stranger, and you can't fucking talk dirty to me when we're having sex?
Well, you're talking dirty to other people while we're texting.
You're not on purpose. No, seriously, like you can't. You're gonna.
Neither one of those bothers me.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes me sick.
Really?
Yeah.
Sick?
Yeah, you're gonna go and talk to a stranger and phone sex.
Who said it was a stranger?
Okay, so you're gonna go talk to one of my friends?
Yeah.
And you can't, like, talk to me dirty when we're having sex?
I'll talk to you dirty on the phone. All right, fine. So, would you rather us be wealthy and never have to worry about money, buy whatever we want, live however we want to live,
done,
and
yes.
die by the age of 65, or live a normal life?
What is depressing?
I don't know.
Whatever you want to do until 65.
Anything. Anything.
Well, kids, how poor are we after that?
We're dead. It doesn't matter.
No, I'm saying, like, if we live, if I don't choose that, what am I living till?
Like, live a normal life.
That's like, but so for some people, that is a normal life.
Okay, so who knows?
Okay, so like 85 otherwise.
I don't know. Whatever normal, we're just going to keep going as we're going.
Okay. No, I mean, I want to see my grandkids, so I don't really care.
Well, but we're only 40, so We're going to see grandkids.
I don't want my grandkids to be seven when they... No. 100%. I want to see my grandkids as late as I can.
All right. So you choose grandkids over...
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
How about you?
Die at 65.
Really?
Yeah,
you lie. Second. Okay, so you die at 65. I'll keep going.
But I get to live however I want to live without you, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sure, as long as I get my grandkids. That's all I care about.
Okay.
Okay, would you rather spend a night in jail?
Right.
Or spend a night taking care of newborn babies at the nursery?
Oh.
Right?
That's good.
Right?
Wait.
Right?
Is it a federal prison or a state prison?
It's a prison. It's you are still Adam Silverstein, and you are still 160 pounds, and you are going to prison. So it doesn't really matter.
How do you know how much I weigh?
Because I know.
Ow.
Yeah. Night in jail. So you might get the shit kicked out of you. You might get...
One night in the nursery?
One night. But you have to, like, legitimately take care of them. Like, all the screaming, all the bottle feeding, all the...
I'm going nursery.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would be somebody's bitch in jail, so... Mm-hmm. Not that I wouldn't be anybody's bitch in a nursery, but...
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
All right.
But the fact that it was a toss-up for you just shows, like, how it was when I brought our baby home.
All right. You ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Think.
I always think.
Would you rather...
Yeah.
...have to wear comfy clothes... and shower once or twice a week?
Wait, I can wear comfy clothes, though.
Yes.
And I shower once. Gosh, yeah. How's that different than how I live now?
It's not.
Oh, okay.
I'm not done.
Oh, okay.
All right. This includes weddings, funerals, going out.
Wait, I'm wearing comfy clothes
to weddings. Comfy clothes, and you've showered once or twice a week.
Wait, what do you mean comfy clothes to a wedding? I can wear yoga pants to a wedding?
So would you rather have to wear... comfy clothes, which is your
yoga
pants.
You're not specific enough, okay.
I'm not done.
Well, you kind of were. Okay.
No. Would you rather have to wear comfy clothes, which is like, you know, rags and yoga
rags?
Pants.
Rags? I don't wear rags.
Yes, you do. You have holes
Lululemon
in a lot of your shirts.
Lululemon pants is not rags.
You have holes in a lot of your clothes.
Because I've worn them for so long.
That's my point.
Okay.
So you're wearing that stuff.
Okay.
You shower maybe once or twice a week.
Mm-mm.
Okay. And this is forever. Okay.
Two or three times a week.
No, okay. I'm saying in this scenario, once or twice a week.
Okay.
You wear your clothes that you're comfortable with.
Okay.
Whether it's a wedding or anywhere. When we go out to dinner, when we, whatever.
Mm-hmm. People are probably like, what the fuck is he attracted about her?
Yeah, or.
Oh, boy.
You have to shower every day.
Mm-hmm.
Dress up every day.
Oh, God, no.
Makeup, dresses, painted nails.
No.
The
whole
thing. Every single day.
Wait, why would you think I would choose that? What do I get out of it?
My point is, you're comfortable going to a wedding wearing yoga pants and a t-shirt with holes in it.
I mean, oh, this is so dumb.
No, it's not. It's
I would never go to a wedding wearing yoga pants.
I know that, and that's the point of the question. Would you rather have to spend the rest of your life in yoga pants and holes shirts without being showered, or spend every day being dressed up? That's a good question for you.
All right, do I get to shop where I want to shop in order to get dressed up?
Fine.
Okay, yeah, fine.
Okay, so every single day you have to wake up, shower, do your hair, dress in a dress.
So like a Kardashian.
I don't know what that means.
Well, I'm like, I have to like...
Yes, you have to be done up every single day.
God. And we don't go to weddings that often.
Okay.
But bat mitzvahs and stuff. No, I'm not missing the point. I get it. God. No.
See, this is a good question for
it's
you.
It's hard.
You made fun of me, but this is a good question for
you. No, it is a
you.
Good question because I fucking hate getting dressed.
I know that.
I hate it. God. I like it like once in a while.
All right, you're missing the point.
I have to say the yoga pants.
I agree.
And I feel like anybody who's inviting me to their wedding is close enough with me. And they'll be like, okay, I get it. All right,
Danielle.
They love me enough.
Everybody, Danielle's coming. Just be prepared.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No, but I think anybody, if I said to them, this is my option, they'll be like, I get it.
This is the second time you've done this. No, nobody knows about the
game.
Because
your questions are dumb.
No, they're incredible.
No, they're dumb.
No, they're coming down to your psychological. That's
so dumb. That's so dumb. Who has to choose that?
Who has to choose any of this shit? That's the game.
No, that's...
You're a fucking idiot.
No, that's super dumb. Like, I'm not going to have to, like, if I go to a wedding... They're going to know that I wear yoga pants. Like, and they're not yoga pants. Sometimes they're like sweatpants.
Right, right. Okay. Nice sweatpants.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Ask your brilliant question. Go ahead.
Okay.
Let's see how great this one is.
My next brilliant question is, okay, here you go. This is a good one.
Okay.
Would you rather be the PTA president for a year? So for the Parent Teacher Association, you have to like attend every meeting.
Nope. I don't even care what the other option is. I'm in.
Or die. No, die. I'm just kidding. No, I'm just dying. No, I'm kidding. No, you have to like arrange fundraisers, socialize with the parents.
Yep. Or.
Or be a preschool teacher where you have to like change diapers and like for a year be a preschool teacher where you have to like have a class of 15 toddlers running around like you have to change their diapers, you have to do all the shit associated with like preschool kids.
Okay,
which is it?
Preschool kids.
Really?
Yep.
Bullshit.
I like babies. I hate kids.
What babies besides ours have you ever given the time of day?
If I had to choose between babies and kids, I choose babies.
I've never seen you around another baby who like took interest in.
Yeah. I cannot. The thought of PTA.
You'd rather babies over parents.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I hate kids and parents.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's actually.
I'm shocked. It's not, but you could like barely change our kids' diapers. You're going to change diapers of some kid you don't know.
No, but I said I had to be good at it.
Can I tell you something? My best friends in the world, I used to change their kids' diapers. And the entire time I'm like. They better fucking know how much I love them because this is disgusting and I will never do this again.
Oh, they're just babies. I can hold them and cuddle with them and they're so cute.
Okay, you're going to be in hell. Okay, go ahead.
I know.
All right, go ahead.
But what's yours? Can't, the PTA thing, I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't do parents. I can't do...
Parents are worse. I agree. Yeah. Parents are worse than babies. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather watch...
Oh, shit.
Girl-on-girl porn...
Oh,
or,
what? That's like my go-to.
Or guy-on-guy porn.
Oh, girl-on-girl in a heartbeat.
Okay, I thought so.
Yeah, girl-on-girl to me is like, I'll get in there.
Okay, I thought so.
What?
That was an easy one. I had another question to throw in.
I mean, guy-on-guy is okay too, but I'm not looking for it.
Okay.
Yeah, right, no, 100%. Yeah. Oh,
that,
God,
that
no.
was just a, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so would you rather... go on a week-long trip where we go with the kids with no electronics. None of us have electronics. All five of us.
Yeah.
No phones. No nothing electronics.
Okay.
Or get stung by 100 bees at the same time.
No electronics. Why is that so bad?
What?
Why?
Wait, anytime we went away, we were just away for 2 weeks with the kids. Mm-hmm. Anytime they would like be almost dead, the electronics. You'd be like, where are the chargers? I need the chargers.
Yeah, but.
What? Really?
No.
What?
I would, no.
You're
I would,
full of shit.
No, I'm not.
You're full of shit.
I would totally do that. To go somewhere where there's like no electricity and no. Yeah, I would totally. We've gone camping.
Camping, but you have really? That's
yeah.
not the same thing. We have camping for 48 hours.
Yeah.
So a week long, no. So you're going to just be with them with no electronics.
Oh, this. Yeah, I would love to be with the kids without electronics.
Awesome.
We can
Fabulous.
Spend time together.
Great.
We can read. We can hunt.
Great.
We can fish.
Hunt. Really? You hunting? Great. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. All right, go ahead.
I can't because my last one was. Would you rather lose your sense of feeling down there or a sense of taste?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So my last one is, would you rather admit that you're wrong when we're arguing or just be an asshole?
Be an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. So let's go to the bonus round.
I don't have a bonus round.
I know. Just
okay.
I do.
All right. I want to hear the bonus
this
round.
This is quick. Like, don't get into it. Okay. Just answer.
Okay.
As fast as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Top or bottom? Okay. Talk dirty on the phone or sext?
Oh, to you?
Yeah.
I don't have an option.
Fuck else is there?
Wait, but you won't talk dirty, so what's the difference?
This is not realistic.
But I can't answer that. Sex, then, because you don't talk dirty,
right,
so sex.
Sext.
Okay, fine.
Walking into your parents having sex or have them walking on you?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Walking on my parents.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's probably a lot more tame than our sex.
Right. Missionary.
Yeah.
Right. All right. One super hot guy or two semi-attractive guys?
Lights on or lights off? One guy. I don't need two guys. One guy's enough for me.
Yeah?
I'm too old for this shit. Yeah. One guy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ready? This is the last one.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't get super crazy here.
Okay.
This is a big one.
Oh, that's what he said. Yeah.
Understand our dogs.
Like what they were trying to tell me.
What they're trying to tell you. Or.
Understand you.
Always know what I'm thinking.
I don't want to know what you're thinking. The dogs for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. The dogs for sure. I want to know what the dogs are thinking for sure. I don't give a shit about you.
Really?
Yeah. No.
I'm surprised.
No. Dogs.
I get it, but.
No. I want to hear the dogs.
I thought that was going to be a little more.
I didn't
more...
think you know what you're thinking.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no. That was fun. That was good. We have to do that again sometime.
Okay.
And if anybody has any ideas for questions that we didn't do.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, this quick bonus episode that was supposed to be 15 minutes.
Ended up to, yeah.
All right. We're 40-something minutes in
now.
Hope you're still here.
Right. If not, it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Mm-hmm. But that was just a fun little game.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Please go rate and review us.
Yeah, all that stuff.
We're doing a bonus episode for everyone's enjoyment. We could be right now just in bed Netflixing and chilling, and we're not.
We could be Netflixing and sleeping.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Let's
leave it at that. Well, you know all the other stuff,
yeah.
The Facebook stuff. And the,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Bye.